السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed parents, his blessed family, his blessed children, and all of the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, we are on day 9 from the blessed month of Ramadan. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, have you ever noticed that the Muslims make dua after each daily salah? They make dua after the Jummah salah. They make long duas on the blessed big nights. But for some reason, the complete belief of acceptance of this dua, the complete belief in Allah Almighty accepting our dua, and us being close to the mercy and blessings and the favors of Allah Almighty, is increased and felt tenfold at the dua made upon the time of iftar. We see shopkeepers and workers and traders all over the world who stop trading a few minutes beforehand. They prepare to make dua. Women and children in their homes make preparation for dua. In the masajid also, this is the case. At home, the parents call for everyone to gather up, and they instruct everyone to leave whatever they are doing, as it's time. It's time. It's time for dua. Subhanallah, everybody gets together. It's time for dua. We have to leave everything. Nobody says a word. Everyone deep in concentration, eyes closed, with the complete and full belief that our du'as will be accepted. Why? Firstly, from before Fajr up to now, we have solely been for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. We have left eating and drinking and other sins just for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Just completely in His obedience, in acting upon His commands. So now, upon completing this task, upon completion of the command of our Creator, we have full belief He will fulfill our du'as. I mentioned a couple of days ago the blessed Hadith Sharif that three people's du'as are not rejected. The fasting person upon iftar, the just ruler, and the oppressed person. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the sunnah way of iftar? Sayyiduna Salman ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَفْتَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُفْتِرْ عَلَىٰ تَمَرٍ فَإِنَّهُ بَرَكَةٍ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَلْيُفْتِرْ عَلَىٰ مَاءٍ فَإِنَّهُ طَهُورٍ. When one of you makes iftar, make it with dates, as this is barakah. There is barakah in it. And if you don't have dates for iftar, then make iftar with water, as it purifies. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we learn that the beloved Prophet Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam sunnah is to make fast with dates or water. The next question we should be asking ourselves, when should we make iftar? Iftar should be made quickly, as soon as one is convinced and it's confirmed that it's time for iftar. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, that Allah Almighty says, from all my creation, those who make iftar quickly are liked by me. And Sayyiduna Sahal ibn Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, my ummah will always be with goodness as long as they are swift in making iftar. And on the flip side to this, to delay in making iftar is prohibited. There are many ahadith sharifa explaining this. The ulama-i kiram have written that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, one night I was sleeping. Two people approached me and took me up onto a mountain. On the way up, I heard sounds of screaming and shouting. I asked regarding these screams and was informed by the two that these voices are from those being punished in hellfire. I went a little further and saw a huge group of people who were hanging upside down, and the angels were ripping their jaws and their faces from their mouths, blood gushing everywhere. I inquired regarding these people and was told, these are those people who would make iftar before its appointed time. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, don't waste your fast by going off the earliest timetable possible. We must be extremely careful that we open our fast at the correct time. Once you are sure, then make iftar. Not early, not late. Once the sun has set and you know now it's the time for iftar, make iftar. Do not delay. It has been narrated that the distance between a fasting person and hellfire will be the distance of 100 years. Sayyiduna Ma'az radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the person who fasts outside of the month of Ramadan, the distance between him and hellfire will be the distance the quickest horse makes in 100 years. In another hadith sharif, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a huge valley or a ditch will be dug up between the fasting person and hellfire. The distance in this ditch or valley will be equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. Subhanallah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Almighty loves those who fast. Allah Almighty loves those who fast and will not punish them. He will not punish them at all. This is why he keeps them so far away from the hellfire, the distance between the heavens and the earth. But one thing here, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, which we must understand, we must remember, and it's necessary to explain. Whenever we speak about these rewards of the fasting person, whenever the rewards and the blessings and the mercies are mentioned, it is referring to those mu'mins, those believers, those Muslims who believe in Allah Almighty and the Most Beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as we have been instructed to believe. Loving Allah Almighty and His Beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as is deserving. Having the correct beliefs. Having the utmost respect, love and obedience. These rewards mentioned are for the Sunni Sahihul Aqidah Muslims. This is absolutely necessary to understand. The non-Muslims also practice fasting. The Jews, the Christians also fast in their own way. They will not be blessed with these rewards. They will not be blessed with any of these rewards in the hereafter. Similarly, the Shia, Wahhabis, Deobandis, Tablighis also stop themselves. They will also be with the others in the hellfire due to their disrespectful and corrupt beliefs. Our Imam says, Tujh se aur jannat se kya matlab Wahhabi dur ho? Hum Rasulullah ke, Jannat Rasulullah ki. Allah Almighty, accept our fast in this blessed month and our du'as upon making iftar. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai? Uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.